So there's some kind of like, it's cool to hate SpongeBob in a certain group of people out there.
Really?
Yes.
Why is it cool to hate SpongeBob?
I think for the same reason that this is the same group of people who like to pick on the little kid in school.
Oh, yeah.
And to, you know, mm-hmm. like to kick puppies and
yeah,
those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
you know, you can't help
them. There's no other reason to pick on SpongeBob. No. Or people who like SpongeBob.
You know, people can get irritated with SpongeBob. And
why would people get irritated with SpongeBob?
Well, because that's all anybody ever wants to watch. That I can understand, but I wouldn't say we need to bash SpongeBob. SpongeBob teaches morals and good things.
Yes, and he's a good Christian witness. He's not perfect, but he's a good Christian witness.
Okay, I think that's a little stretch.
SpongeBob's a Christian.
Okay.
He is. Watch the magic conch shell.
Yeah, well, that's just because you extrapolated that out of there.
It was him sending me secret signals to tell me that he is a man of faith.
That he's a man of faith. Good to know. Good to know. Glad you think so.
CouponSquirrels.com is better than pie.
Well, everybody, welcome to the show. And today is the first of many short 10-minute shows that you're going to hear over the next holiday season.
Yes, it is.
So let's get on with the calls. And we hope that you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving. We hope that you are thankful to God for your life and the many things in your life. And, you know, the best way to get thankful is to start praising.
Mm-hmm.
The more you start to praise, I mean, I know you don't feel like it. Because like you're down or you know, you don't, you're like, I don't, you know, and you just think about all the, there's, because if we start thinking about them, there's all kinds of reasons to be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same token, if you start praising the Lord, before you know it, he infect, because, all right, here's the way the principle works. It's not karma. It's not comes around, goes around kind of crap. It's not power of positive thinking. Okay. What it has to do with is the Holy Spirit. And if you start focusing on those things and thinking about those things and dwelling and resting your mind on those things of the flesh and those things that are depressing you, then you're squelching the Holy Spirit, quite frankly. And so the more
you mean squelching?
What'd I say?
Quelching.
I'll have to look that up, but yeah, whatever you said. So
you're going to doubt me, your editor.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So, and the more that happens, the easier it is to, you know, but if the opposite is true, the more you praise the Lord, the more you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the mm-hmm. stronger the Holy Spirit gets, and the more you dwell on those things, and the more you are blessed. And it, you know, so it's like the feeling comes after the action. Okay, you know what I'm saying? You know, we don't live from our feelings, right. We live from our principles. And praising the Lord will make you joyful, even if you're not particularly happy.
Yes. Today, I'm not particularly happy.
And it won't take away the situation.
No.
But it'll make you feel differently about it.
Right. But I'm still joyful. I mean, you can't take away my joy. And you can't have it! You can't have it, and you can't have my peace. And so, a minute ago, when I was in the kitchen making pie, with pumpkin pie with Helen,
yes.
And cornbread for the dressing, I was enjoying the process of letting her do it. And enjoying baking with my daughter. And it took away all the things that are bugging me.
Yep.
And just the joy of being able to do that with her and teach her how to, you know, press a pie crust into a pan. So,
yeah,
you're right.
Exactly
you just have to, in the present, rejoice in the blessings that you
rejoice.
Have.
Rejoice. And again, I say
rejoice.
Hello, squirrels. It's Winston, and I was listening to your Thursday/Friday show, and I gotta say, I don't know if I really appreciate being, lumped in there as a gamer geek along with a computer geek and a music geek. You're only saying that because I play games that are so obscure you've never heard of them.
I don't remember what I said, but I'll take your word for it.
Mm-hmm.
And my music is so cool that you've never heard of it. And my computers run operating systems that nobody else in the world understands.
Winston's so
whatever,
cool.
Whatever universe you want to live in, your nice little world.
I'm all about, I want to be like Winston.
Is that what you want to do?
I do. I want to run an operating system nobody else has heard of.
See how you are.
Oh, that was he just hung up? Well, so alrighty then. Oh, by the way, Donny Osmond won Dancing with the Stars.
I told you he would. Didn't I tell you he would?
Well, I knew he would. Because he's got the fan base and he's just so happy. He's just so warm and happy.
And everybody likes Donny Osmond.
Oh, what's not to like? And he sang...
like Hayden SpongeBob.
And he sang Puppy Love on the show. I mean, that was like a shoo-in.
He is, though. He's like this little like, how can, there's nothing not to like about
it. I know.
This is Uncle Lewis with an update for Friday, November the Friday.
Nope. Friday, the November of the Friday. That's a good way to do it.
I'm out of harm's way, and they've started rehab today, and I really wish I could go home.
Aww.
They tell me I'm going to miss Thanksgiving, and...
aww.
There's no telling how long I'll be in this hospital. They did transfer me to a hospital in my hometown, finally.
Oh, good.
Well, that's good.
So, if y'all want to get in touch with me, I'm up here at the Emporia Hospital. Check on Facebook, and the old lady will give you the phone number.
I've got it.
I won't answer the phone, though, because, you know, that's just too ingratiating. Okay, bye.
Bye.
We do have your phone number already, and we will be at the hospital, and we will be calling it very soon. So, as a family, Helen is not here right now, so we're waiting on her to get home. Because nobody cheers up somebody who's a little down in the mouth than Helen.
Isn't that the truth?
She has a way about her. She's got her grandmother's kind of healing, I don't know healing, but comforting spirit, where she just can go into a room with somebody who's sick and just makes them feel better.
She does. Did you know Aunt Peggy told me that the other day on the phone? She said, there's just something about Helen. She just knows how she. It's like she's got this intuitive, she just knows to come to you and give you comfort. And she just always she knows who to go to and who to. I said, I know. Yep. It's from the Lord.
It's from the Lord.
Hello, Brad and Faith. This is Robert from Henderson, Nevada. I'm a third time caller. I just got through listening to Thursday's.
Hey, this is Robert.
I know. Third time caller.
He's beginning to become a regular.
Pretty soon you won't be able to keep track anymore how many calls you made.
That's when you know you're a real caller.
Because, you know, John, who knows?
I'd say 1,000.
At least.
And Brad, I did not know.
Yep. What? What? Yes, yes.
Share a love of Mr. Yankovic.
What?
What
did he say?
He didn't know that you shared a love of Mr. Yankovic. Of Weird Al.
Me and Weird Al go way back.
Yeah.
Before lack of surgeon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We go way back. Back to the Dr. Demento days. If anybody knows who Dr. Demento is.
Oh, boy.
Then you know where I found your Weird Al from. Back when, you know, that when he didn't have a hit. And a little known.
Hit's kind of a broad term, isn't it? I mean, isn't that kind of generous, a hit? He wasn't on the charts.
Yes, he was.
With Like a Surgeon? I don't think so. On the pop charts?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yes.
Did I'll I look block it out?
I'll look it up.
I he's had blocked
top 10,
it out.
He's had top 10 hits.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. It was a top 10 hit.
Okay.
But I was going to go back even further because I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, you know, I used to really get into, what was his name? He did Ahab the Arab and what was his name? Hello, Margaret.
Yeah.
Red Green.
Yeah, that's not what I was going to say. It's me again, Margaret.
Yeah.
The squirrel went berserk. And the First Stealth Baptist Church in the little dink town of Pascagoula.
Right now, everybody is yelling it at me.
What is his
Sorry,
name?
Folks. I can't hear you.
Steve?
Steve?
No. my previous life.
Ray Stevens. Person
loved, see, had something to do with Steve. Loved him.
Anyway, he had a song that was my favorite. It was called Get Your Tongue Out of My Mouth, I'm Kissing You Goodbye. That was my favorite.
Oh, boy.
Favorite sort of joke song or whatever you want to call those songs. Novelty song. I don't know what you'll call it, but anyway. So, yeah, and I had a, when I was a little bitty kid, I had a 8-track tape. Yes. I'm that old. and it was the 8-track tape was called Goofy Greats, and it was basically a collection of various artists singing these novelty type songs, and it had Ahab the Arab on it, and it had Alley Oop on it, which is also Ray Stevens, I believe. And so that was sort of my experience there, but it didn't have Weird Al on it because that was before him.
Yeah, yes, it was.
So it had Snoopy and the Red Baron and.
Oh, yes.
What was I doing?
We were listening.
Oh, yeah. Somebody called in. Who was that? Oh, yeah.
Stock just went up in my book.
thank you.
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque is the greatest rock song. This has nothing to do with Weird Al, okay? This is just simply the greatest rock song ever written. It's the greatest song ever written and popular. I mean, you know. Well, I'll just go on a limb and say it's the best song ever written, period. It's better than Stairway to Heaven. It's better than Sweet Home Alabama. It's better than Freebird. This song goes beyond all that because it has all of that in it and more.
Mm. Yeah, we've talked about this already.
Yeah, but it has overcoming materialism in it and just all these very, you know, deep concepts that are all in that song.
Yeah, they're deep.
And it's really all about, this whole song is all about the fact that he hates sauerkraut, which I am completely on board with.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite line, Waka Waka Doo Doo, yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, that's up there in that song, but my personal favorite is running, running, running like a constipated wiener dog.
I have to admit that is very genius.
Yes.
But it doesn't beat Waka Waka Doo Doo, yeah, because that can mean anything you want.
Waka Waka Doo Doo, yeah.
You can only use maybe running around like a constipated wiener dog once or twice a day, okay? But you can use Waka Waka Doo Doo, yeah, anytime. You can just walk out of the bathroom and go, Waka Waka Doo Doo, yeah! And, you know, and people can just, you know, they just think what they want to think.
And think you're awful proud of what just happened.
Maybe, or maybe you washed your face and you feel better, or maybe you're just ready for the day, yeah. You know? You just taking
Brad on. Does that. Brad does it. He has to go wash his face and he feels better.
Dude.
You have this thing about going to wash your face.
I'm telling you, washing the face is a highly underrated daily activity. Not daily, I mean several times a day. You just need to go wash your face and wake up.
But girls can't do that. I wash my face in the morning and at night to take my makeup off. But I can't go do that during the day.
You want to change your attitude? Go stick your head underwater. That's all. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Do you want all my makeup? You just want me to run my makeup to run down my face.
No, not you. I'm just talking to men.
Okay.
Just talking to the men right
now.
Have
a new reality.
Talking to men and lesbians who don't wear makeup. Just go stick your head in the water. It'll change your perspective.
Oh, okay.
It'll freshen up. You just feel so fresh. And,
yeah.
And you can feel the wind on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Wash all that yuck off and smile.
Good to know.
I mean, that's just classic. And as I suspected, Faith does not share our love of Mr. Yankovic.
She tolerates him.
But her stock still went up in my book because she said that she needed a shirt that said that her husband can fix anything. Those are the kinds of lies that men like to be told.
Hey!
Anyway, y'all have a great day. Bye.
But I'm not lying. He really can. Seriously. He can fix anything. Anything.
It's a gift.
It is.
Except these stupid microphones.
Well, you fixed them. They're not doing anything wrong right now. Well, they're fine.
Just wait. They're not fixed yet.
Okay, I'm just saying. He can. it's amazing. Truly.
Sometimes it's a curse. Truly. Sometimes it's a curse. But mostly it's a blessing. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today. That's all the time we have. In fact, we went over. Oh, my gosh.
Happy Wednesday.
We went over about almost 5 minutes. So.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
I've got a pie in the oven that I have to go get out.
Hope you all have pies in the ovens and turkeys getting defrosted and just.
Oh. No, turkey should not be frozen in the first place. Remember what your dad said? No bleach dipped frozen turkeys.
No bleach tip frozen turkeys, by golly. Wacka wacka doo doo, yeah!
That's right.
All right, everybody. Enjoy.
Bios con Dios.
We will see you tomorrow on Thanksgiving because we have to have podcast every day.
Yeah. No days off.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.